This VOA News via remote, and I'm Laurel Bowman. Indonesian authorities on Sunday located the black boxes of the Sriwijaya Airjet that crashed into the Java Sea soon after taking off from the capital, Jakarta. SJ Flight 182 was carrying 62 people when it lost contact just 4 minutes after departing from Jakarta on Saturday. It's the first major air crash in Indonesia since 2018, when 189 passengers and crew were killed when a Lion Air Boeing 737 MAX also plunged into the Java Sea. An official with Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency has confirmed that debris from a passenger plane carrying 62 people was found after contact was lost shortly after takeoff. Indonesia's transportation ministry said the flight was en route to the island of Borneo. A blizzard has blanketed large parts of Spain with 50-year record levels of snow, halting traffic, leaving thousands trapped in cars or in train stations and airports that suspended all services as the snow kept falling. Half of Spain is on alert, with five provinces on their highest level of warning. In the capital, Madrid, authorities called in the military to rescue people trapped in their vehicles on small roads and major thoroughfares. The National Weather Agency had warned that some regions would be receiving more than 24 hours of continuous snowfall. A massive electricity blackout plunged much of Pakistan into darkness this weekend. The power breakdown in the country of around 220 million left all major cities, including the capital Islamabad and commercial hub Karachi, without electricity for hours. Pakistan's power minister said the shutdown was caused by a technical fault in a power plant in southern Pakistan. This is VOA News. The Taliban warned this weekend that Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's resolve to remain in office until the completion of his tenure is detrimental to peace talks aimed at finding a negotiated end to decades of war in Afghanistan. The insurgent group's warning came on a day when its leaders held discussions in Qatar with representatives of Ghani's government on developing a joint agenda in what are officially known as intra-Afghan negotiations. The talks between the two Afghan warring sides have led to media speculation that Ghani might have to step down and let an interim government oversee the peace process. But the Afghan president has repeatedly vowed this week that he is legally bound to transfer power to his elected successor. The Taliban, in its commentary, said the president's insistence on clinging to power could obstruct the way to a negotiated and peaceful solution to the long Afghan war. Indonesian officials say at least 10 people are dead and 18 others injured in back-to-back landslides in West Java Saturday night. An official with Indonesia's National Agency for Disaster Management said the first landslide was due to heavy rain and unstable soil conditions in that area, while the second one was triggered by search and rescue personnel evacuating people from the first landslide area. The search and rescue effort resumed Sunday. January and February are the peak of Indonesia's rainy season. Apple and Amazon have both suspended the social media network Parler from their respective app store, that's spelled P-A-R-L-E-R, and web hosting service, saying the social networking service, popular with many far right-wing users, has not taken adequate measures to prevent the spread of posts inciting violence. The action by Apple and Amazon follows a similar move by Google on Friday. Parler is favored by many supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump, who was permanently suspended from Twitter on Friday. It is seen as a haven for people who have been expelled from Twitter. Parler chief executive John Motze has lashed out at Amazon, Google, and Apple, saying it was a coordinated effort, knowing Parler's options would be limited and it would inflict the most damage, right as Trump was banned from other social media platforms. In a post on Parler, Motze said there is the possibility Parler will be unavailable on the internet for up to a week as we rebuild from scratch. He added, "This was a coordinated attack by the tech giants to kill competition in the marketplace." For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit our website, via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.